My guest at this time is Dan Bongino. He is a former NYPD officer and a U.S. Secret Service agent who served on the protective details for both George W. Bush and Barack Obama. He has also run for the House and Senate and is the author of the new book, Protecting the President, an inside account of the troubled Secret Service in an era of evolving threats. And Dan, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I just want to get your thoughts on three key issues that are in the headlines for just a couple of minutes here. The U.S. Senate on the Republican side has failed yet again to pass a bill to address Obamacare, so we're not sure if they're going to go back to that anytime soon or what future legislation would look like. A lot of people in the base frustrated since they've had 7 years to come up with ideas, and Republicans, of course, now control the House, the Senate, and the White House. What's your reaction to the inability to get this done?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the greatest political disaster and broken promise of our generation. I mean, is there another way to frame this thing? I mean, every single Republican in the House or the Senate, outside of, I think, Susan Collins, who's not a Republican anyway, she's a Republican literally in name only, ran on the issue of repealing Obamacare. And yet when it came time to do instead of talk, what did they all do? They all folded like cheap suits. I mean, this is going to have ramifications long past this election. And really, I think this hurts the Republicans. It doesn't hurt Donald Trump, because Trump is, and I'm not like a Trump acolyte. I support the president, but I just think this is going to affect Trump, because he's managed to distance himself from this really, you know, pathetic shell of a party that we have now.
Next issue, of course, is the one that's dominated the headlines the past few days, and that is the protests, the kneeling, the locking arms and everything with respect to the anthem before NFL games. The president, of course, had some comments in Alabama saying that he'd like to see owners say those folks are fired. He's kept up those comments. A lot of the people who have demonstrated over the past week are perhaps in response to that rather than the original issue of Colin Kaepernick. What's your reaction to the heightened protests, and what should be done about it?
Yeah, I think these guys are a disgrace. They're a total disgrace to this country, to our veterans, to our police officers, to people who put out everything, because that flag means something to them. It's not a tablecloth. It's not a curtain. This isn't some joke, and it's really an absolute disgrace that these guys are able to kneel and embarrass our republic like this. This is an issue that really hits me deep beneath the skin. These guys should be humiliated, and yet the far left celebrates them as heroes. It's a joke.
And lastly, we talked about Hillary a little bit before. Of course, she's out with her new book with a lot of different reasons why she lost, a whole list of people she blames and events that she blames. Given your background with her and how closely you followed her, what do you make of her parade of excuses here?
Yeah, Hillary, you know, I sent out a tweet today about this because I'm really getting bothered by this. And it's not that Hillary, you know, blames people for her election loss. Listen, I've lost elections. I know I lost a close one where, you know, I felt like we were cheated, but we moved on. I mean, I congratulated the victor and I left. So it's not like I'm speaking with forked tongue here. You lose an election and you go home. And the Daily Caller, as a matter of fact, wrote a piece on my, the letter I wrote to the congressman I lost to, because I tried to be very fair about it, even though I felt like we got a raw deal. Hillary just can't seem to do that. But that's who Hillary is. Hillary's not a good person. She's never been a good person. And the tweet I sent out today, where I went after her in a bit personally, and with the tweet, was for a very specific reason. Now it's not that she lost and she's blaming people; it's that she lost because we're all racists, and women who voted for Trump are all unacceptable, you know, examples of females. It's so personally condescending that I felt the need to just tell people who Hillary really is. I mean, I've seen her behind the scenes. She's not a good person. She's condescending. She's rude. She's obnoxious. She's fake. She's a fraud. And the fact that she gets to go out now on this national scale on this book tour and basically indict every single group or person or whatever who didn't vote for her is really grotesque. And, you know, I get it. There is no mirth in the Secret Service. I opened up with this. I understand that. But there are times where I think it's more appropriate to set the record straight. And the record on Hillary is clear. She's a fraud and she's a fake. Don't believe a word she says.
Dan, you've been very generous with your time today. Congratulations on the latest book. And thanks for your time today.
Hey, right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You bet. Dan Bongino, former NYPD officer, U.S. Secret Service agent for both and protective detail agent for both George W. Bush and Barack Obama. The new book is Protecting the President, an inside account of the troubled Secret Service in an era of evolving threats. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.